You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome back to Post Show Recaps coverage of the Wilds. I normally say let's get wild and I forgot, but that's okay. My name is Grace. I'm here with my co-host. First of all, Jess, how are you doing?
Let's get wild. Let's get wild. There, not somebody did it.
That's great. Ariel, how are you doing?
I'm doing so well. I am fifth level messy tsunami excited to be here.
That's right.
Did I say it right? Is that right? I don't know if I got it right.
Yeah.
Messy tsunami.
Yeah. Oh, no. Another episode of the Wilds, day 34/12. Is that right?
Yeah. Are these episode titles working for us? Can I ask?
No, they're not. I liked it when it was one.
The way I worded it was so like.
This is like, that's what they would call in legal terms, a leading question.
Leading
but you're
the
absolutely right. They sound like Elon Musk's like children names. Like it's just like, what are we doing? It's
I just hate numbers. It because I feel like I don't necessarily. First of all, I feel like it then like kind of spoils future stuff because I can't help but notice the future episode titles, and so I know like when they're going to take place. But it also just doesn't roll off the tongue, you know.
I agree. I like that they're trying something. I do love when shows do a thing like this. So I love, you know, Friends notoriously like the one with the.
Yeah.
I love a good episode theme, but I don't know that this one is like, yeah, they nailed it. You know, I don't think so.
No,
it's not for
Slash.
Me.
Too many slashes.
Also, that too much punctuation.
Yeah, it's a little bit, it's just boring, you know? Yeah, and it's like, how did you spoil me with such like boring little information?
That's
you know?
What I'm saying. Yeah. Yes, I'm with you.
Yeah. Although we do know how long they've both lasted, so whatever, you know, but anyway. And I feel like it's totally locked them into a bit of a thing in terms of like whenever it's like present day, if we're thinking that like the bunker is the future and then they do flashbacks, they're locked in on the island to that specific day because it's never like day 12 to 15, you know. It's like day 12.
And it also feels like they're borrowing a bit too much from Lost. I have to be honest, like we'll get into it. We should have started the podcast with that's right everybody, this is down the hatch.
I mean, she did call herself a stranger in a strange land, dot. So
there are all these things.
They found a hatch. I'm just saying.
I know.
I don't know. It's funny because like Lost feels very like present in terms of Potion recaps. Like, there's been,
yeah, but it's very old at this point.
But it is, yeah, so it's like it ended in 2010. Like, it is like 12 years old, and like, is it now time that like shows are paying homage?
Grace perhaps being like ageist here.
I am being pretty ageist, you know. In terms of how long we've been since, they would be like a full on medium. You know, they wouldn't be a small.
It would be. Ooh. They would be medium.
Oh my yeah. God. So
Loss is getting so big.
So it kind of makes
little
sense. That,
its little cheeks.
It kind of makes sense that there's that we found a lot of Jess, a lot of comparisons to make between Yellow Jackets and Lost as well. So like, yeah, I think it's just like shows are feeling it. I feel like Potion Recaps is always ahead of the game, ahead of like a little bit of the Lost rehabilitation from like everybody being like the finale was the worst.
Yes, we were also ahead of the Wilds. Like the Wilds. One had heard of her, and
you,
we were
you
like,
especially watch. You especially.
I was. Yes. I shout this show from the effing rooftops. Anytime anybody's like, what should I watch? I'm like, let me sit you down. Mm-hmm. Let me sit you down and we're going to watch The Wilds because, yes, I know you love Yellow Jackets. I do too. But also, here's The Wilds.
This is a very niche Discord joke. So, but Jess is to The Wilds as Deidre Lipticus is to For All Mankind.
That's true. I accept.
Deidre, if you're listening, I love For All Mankind. So, hi. but yeah, PSR was ahead of the Nicolas Cage. You know, newfound appreciation. I think PSR has its finger on the pulse. So
ahead on D&D. Nobody had ever heard of that before.
That's right. Rich Filiberto invented Dungeons and Dragons.
He invented it so much so that I called him. I was trying to call him Kevin Feige on a podcast, and I Freudian slip called him Richard Feige.
Yes.
So you know, that's just how much of an impression he made.
Yeah.
Well, and then the other interesting thing I thought about this episode is that they love Raph. They love him. They love him so much. We cut two episodes. We're still gonna do two full episodes on Raph.
So much Raph.
I'm kind of okay with, but I thought interesting choice to not give us somebody new. And if we're gonna do Corrections Corner, I believe I kept referring to Taylor as Ivan. I think his name might be Ivan Taylor, but I think he goes by Taylor.
Okay, whole time you'll see in my notes because full disclosure, we're taking turns writing up like the summary notes, and I cannot help but put my own opinions in all caps in the notes because that's who I am as a human. Right. And the whole time I was like, I don't know if Kieran is being a jerk and like honestly doesn't know people's names and is just calling this kid Taylor because that's what he thinks his name is, but I can't trust that that's what his actual name is because Kieran is the one doing it.
Can I tell you, sir, I used to coach a very small children playing soccer. It was called Tiny Tyke Soccer, so 2.5 to 5 year olds. I asked a child one time. These were like extra smalls.
Jess. No, extra smalls can't even walk.
Okay. All right. Well, the 2.5 year old sometimes.
So like size zero.
So I kneeled down and I have this new kid on my team. I'm like, what's your name? And he's like, no, Jackson. And I only heard Jackson. So I call him Jackson, even though that was his last. I found out at the end of the season when his parents were like, hi, we're Mr. and Mrs. Jackson. And I was like, oh my God, it's so embarrassing. I like was like last naming your kid. Like I was like being full Jeff Probst to Donaldson, you know? I was so
you were like, I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Woo. I am for real.
Yeah, and then they were like, what's the dealio?
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, it is Ivan Taylor, and Kieran does call him Taylor. So I'm not sure if that's like a Kieran's, you know, calling people by their last name.
I just figured Kieran was being a jerk because Kieran is so often a jerk that it's hard to tell when he's
pretty bad in this episode. So
oh yeah, we'll Grace is all. We're gonna get a redemption arc for Kieran.
Hold on, absolutely getting redemption
before
arc for Kieran.
You go up. You gotta go down,
and we went way down. This there episode, was a bagging was, of body parts. We'll get into
that. He was so bad. I was like, oh, they're definitely going to try to redeem this guy.
You know? I can't wait to talk about the Sawyer moment of Kieran. Mm-hmm. Because again, another Lost
just
reference.
When we thought that we had gotten enough of his things. We have more to do here.
We're going to talk about more penises, by the way.
Yeah, feedback from last episode. I did not expect this much penis talk. Well, the Wild would very much like
down. Sit down. Right. Are penises the diarrhea of the show, Jess, from like the after party?
Why do I get all this weird stuff to talk about? What's wrong with me? Anyway. All right. Let's get into 34/12. See how terrible it is? See how boring that sounds? Mm-hmm. Anyway, We're in Tijuana. We're at the border crossing, and Roth is in his car just waiting. His name's Rafael Garcia. Excellent name, by the way. Big fan. I love the name Rafael. I just think it's just like it's so like nice to say. It's so nice. It sounds nice, you know? So he apparently goes to school in San Diego. So he has to cross the border every morning, which feels like a lot. Like, I don't know. To me, that feels like it would be very time consuming to cross the border every day.
It sounds stressful.
I didn't think this was a thing.
Customs every day?
I didn't think this was a thing either.
Yeah. I'm glad it is. It's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Except for the commute.
The commute sounds terrible. And so then we hear from like the officer. He's like, where did you think you were going? When were you boarding that plane? And then the officer turns into Leah. And then we're just back with Leah, who's pestering him with questions. Did you eat anything? Was there cake? And Leah's like, I'm the you. Same sandals, same sweatband, same nightmare.
Yeah, Leah is a narc confirmed.
Yeah. And she's like, listen, the plane crash wasn't an accident. This is a prison. And she wants to talk to him, but he shakes his head. She's like, listen, I know how crazy I sound. And he says, not just crazy, afraid. She's like, I am afraid. And he's like, what do you want to know? She says, everything.
I wanted her to be like him say, you and afraid. And she's like, I am afraid. And she just like breaks down. Like,
you wanted the like octave of like, yeah. The, yes. Yeah.
Also,
the level.
I think I know what this show was named after because it's called The Wilds. Mm-hmm. It's named after Aaliyah's eyeballs. Oh, they are the Wilds.
I thought we were getting a Severance, that it's actually The Wilds, which is one of the vices of Severance, but no.
No, it's literally her eyeballs. Have you seen her eyeballs? They go like almost pop out of her face every time she looks at someone.
Her eyebrows, maybe. Yeah, certainly.
She has nice brows.
Yeah, she does.
So Rafael says they were lost, all eight of them. For him, he felt double lost. He was lost inside of a lost place. Like, enough with the lost references.
Yeah.
This is the iceberg.
Yeah.
Or the tip of the freighter, I should say.
Okay. Actually, I do want to say, Leah's like, tell me everything. And he's like, all right, we start on day 12. I saw Kieran's penis.
Wait, what?
Stop. Wait, Rhett. Stop. Why here?
Cut. No, why did we start cut. Here? What is happening?
I think the show is a bit locked. It's because of the naming convention. They can't like have it just be a story that he'll tell. They have to like be on the day that matters. And he needs like a way to start talking about that day. And so this is the like, I don't know. It's just like the writing sometimes on this show. I'm like, all right.
The dealio.
Yeah. What's the dealio?
And so Roth is like, well, what's your name? And she says, it's Leah. And he immediately goes and looks at her wristband. And he's like, all right. Sounds, you're right. It is.
He'd make a good detective.
Yes.
Oh, I can't, smart. Can't argue with that.
He's not inherently trusting. It's good.
Right.
So then they're on the beach. Kieran is just naked. And he's like, what are you looking at? Roth is just like, he accuses Roth of looking at his junk. And then he just walks up and he starts like waggling it around.
I feel like the scene is like direct, like whoever wrote season 2, episode 1, and just like, I think there's too much chemistry between Seth and Roth. Maybe we'll like really prove that Roth isn't gay. All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he needs to yell it at the top of his lungs.
Yes. And he keeps calling Roth Rafe, which is annoying. Mm-hmm. And Kieran, is such a jerk and I hate him. And Kieran's like, listen. I don't care if you're gay, okay? It's not about that. It's about privacy. And I just, what?
This is the exact guy, like, I don't care if you're gay. And then you're like, okay, well, I'm gay. And he's just like, I knew it. I got you. Like, I knew it. Oh, you idiot. Like, you know?
Got you.
I just don't get, like, why, like, yes, it's a TV show, so that's the real answer. But, like, why does Raph sit there and take this? Like, I would like go like, and not that he should have to, that he should have to, right? It really should be Kieran. Like, it's called privacy. Well, then go somewhere else. Like, make yourself scarce.
Then walk away and stop waggling your penis in his face.
I feel like Raph had to have been sitting there first, right? Like, maybe. And then Kieran goes and like Raph is zoned out, and then he's like, "What are you looking at?" Yeah, I don't know.
It's just a weird scene.
It was Raph's to lose, because the proper response to what are you looking at would have been, nothing much. And I'm like, oh, you know?
Yeah, all the other boys would have like showed up. Yeah. Like, ooh, yeah.
Like that gif of the guy going, exactly. Ooh.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like, oh, careful, gay. And then Roth is just like, I have a girlfriend. He's like, bro, screaming that you have a girlfriend seems really desperate, though. Like, really desperate.
It's like the joke. I mean, we're like, you know, it's like, to prove you're not a vampire. It's like, I'm not a vampire. It's like, that's exactly what a vampire was.
Yes!
Right, right. Like, yeah. gays say what? What?
Oh, sorry, okay. What?
Nothing.
I hated this, and it made me really... I cannot stand Karen. He is the absolute worst. He's such human trash. And I never felt that way about Shelby to this degree. You know, like Shelby had her moments in season one, but like not to the point where I was like, Karen makes me want to just like, he has a punchable face. Like, honestly.
Shelby was pretty blatantly homophobic.
She was secretly like gay. So I think it's a little bit
like Raph. Like Karen thinks of Raph.
Oh my God, Raph is gay. Oh my God.
Well, if he is, I believe then I'm shipping
Kieran
him with
now. Seth. I believe Kieran now.
We should never believe Kieran about anything. Even if he was like, the sky is blue, we're like, no, it's not.
No, I don't believe him.
And so, yeah, so Raph says, he leaves Kieran there with his dangling parts. And Raph can't, why is he just standing there? Anyway, and Raph says he spent a lot of time alone at first. And Leah's like, did the other seat like notice that you were quiet? He's like, it was more like, it's just the way I am. Like, yeah, some people are quiet, Leah. Like, what are you talking about? She's like, well, in my line of work, everyone who's quiet is hiding something.
You're like, what job do you have? You were just like, we're like in jail. Like, what are you talking about?
Leah was pretty quiet, I think, at the beginning of the show. Right? She's like reeling over her, like over Jeff, right? At the beginning of season one.
That's
like, she's
true.
Not like
was
the
her
most.
Her book.
Well, that's why, though, because she was withholding secrets. So she assumes everyone who's quiet is. Oh.
True.
Yeah. Leah asks, if people are quiet, they're hiding something. And he's like, well, they, you know, they just didn't know me, you know?
Like, this conversation is not going how she wants it to go.
No, she just wants him to spill all his secrets, and I think he's just like talking about, yeah, I'm just kind of quiet. Like, this is the worst person she could go to because he knows the least. Like, he doesn't know the ins and outs of all the drama because he was like not a part of it.
I mean, he was in handcuffs though, so.
Yeah, something happened.
She's like, did you already get your flashback episode? No? Good. Oh, you did? It doesn't matter.
You got two flashback episodes right off the bat?
Oh my gosh, lucky.
Suspicious. Yeah.
I had to wait so long.
You're probably not the Confederate.
Yeah, if it was a Confederate, he wouldn't have his flashback episode.
He wouldn't have a flashback
episode.
That's true.
So we're in a flashback. He's turning off his alarm and he says, my life was before darkness, there was haze. It's like, what is this guy talking about, honestly?
I don't care. I like him.
This is a terrible story.
And he's just like sneaking around in the darkness. And he gets water. He says, days were tiring and repetitive. It blurred together like fog hanging heavy in my head. It's like, is this guy a poet? I feel like he's a poet.
Mm-hmm. He's a wannabe poet.
This to me was like, if I wake up my dad, he's going to yell at me in the morning. So, for real. For real, I think his parents are like not. So he's like, his dad is asleep on the couch, right? He's like,
yeah.
So yeah,
I assumed because this is a drama, and in all dramas, whenever you see a parent on the couch sleeping in the morning, they're drunk.
That's true. That's universal. You're
it's
right.
It's the universal symbol for I was drunk.
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah.
I love falling asleep on the couch, and I very rarely drink. So
you love falling asleep on the couch?
I love falling asleep on the couch.
Can I ask why?
I don't know. I don't
just
know.
Like it.
I just love it so much. Okay. And then it's like, oh, it's like, I fell asleep during the show and now it's 12:30. I'm going to go to bed.
What time do you usually wake up if you fall asleep on the couch? What's the
latest? That was going to be my question.
No, I'll always wake up like in the middle of the night. Right.
I woke up once at like 2 or 4 in the morning on the couch. And I was like, how did I sleep that many hours on the couch?
I
tend to, if I'm falling asleep, I'll usually like get up because I just hate falling asleep while I'm watching something, because then I'm like watching the same thing over and over again like 7 times. But
I do that a lot.
But if I will never not wake up like at some point in a few hours, like I can't withstand the whole night. So I don't mind the process. I would hate actually to wake up in the morning and find out that I had been the universal TV person, that I had been drinking too much. That would annoy me.
I know your kid is like, yes my dad Ariel's an alcoholic.
Yeah. Like, oh my God, I have a kid.
You find out you slept on the couch all night and you have a kid.
Yeah. And you have a drink.
Like, what's his name? And he's like, my kids. Like when he's looking in a suitcase, I was like, where is this going?
So then we find out he went to the wrong class, which I'm like, okay, well, did he not like get enough sleep? He says he couldn't see himself through the fog. Only one thing was clear. Marisol.
I was mad that they didn't say it because I said it.
I know. I did
thought
too.
That was his name.
Marisol. Only one thing made sense. Marisol.
I said it out loud. We probably said it at the same time. Like,
I'm telling you, something about the Spanish language is like so sexy. Anything you say, Marisol. Right?
Jessica. Jessica.
See? It immediately becomes
Ariba. I actually meant the country singer Ariba McIntyre. I just wanted to shout her out. If you're listening,
you're like, ah, Reba. I do love her.
Ah, Reba. Yeah. Every time I think about Reba, I'm like, ah, who are you?
Reba. Mm-hmm. So yeah, he's obsessed with Marisol. We're gonna get into it. I feel like he's a little bit, I mean, he's a teenage boy, but like it's like, bro, like you need to like she's just one person, you know?
I think they're straight. I think Seth and Raph are straight.
I mean, he could be bi though.
Well, yeah, Raph maybe, but Seth, we don't know.
Mm-hmm, true.
He took off his glasses, and I was like, "Oh yeah, no, I still can't tell." So, no new clues. No new clues.
What? I thought that was leading to something. You're like, you took off his glasses.
You know, when someone takes off their glasses, and then you can see rainbows in their eyes. You know?
I did a hard pivot. I was like, ooh. No, honestly, he took his glasses off, and my reaction was, ooh, put them back on.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, then we're back to Leah, and Tony is with her. It looks like we skip the part of them finding her and all of that. Kind of happy about that. I don't really want to watch her like vomiting up all of these pills, which she obviously did. Mm-hmm. And this is a few days later, obviously based on the title. She's laying on this makeshift bed that's inland now, and Tony is with her. They've been kind of keeping round the clock watches on her. They've been taking turns. She hasn't slept. It's been 4 days. And Fatten is just like, oh, maybe your head's in the clouds. But Fatten, okay, I love Fatten, but they're not doing her any favors in this episode. She's so brutal. She's like, listen, Leah's alive and she's quiet, so we should all be happy about that.
We look in the background and Leah is just like staring. So,
wild.
She is laying down, but her wilds are on fire.
Yeah, she hasn't slept in 4 days. And Fatten is like, you know what? Maybe she could sleep if she didn't eat all the benzos that she could have been taking.
Yikes.
It's like, Fatten.
Fatten.
She's brutal here. While she's like weaving a palm frond, I don't know, or doing something with wood. I don't remember what she's doing. She's doing something with the
nature.
Nature. She's naturing.
And Fatten says, you know what? I'm done with Leah. And then she says, oh, I'm happy to play nurse to Rachel, though. And Rachel's just sitting right there.
Hey.
Hi, Rachel. I'm pissed.
Yeah, she does it. She gets up and she's like, let's get out of here. Crazy
she's
girl.
She's like, come on, Leah. I'm not going to be sit here and be pitied. And so Leah gets up and goes off with her. And Dot is just like, is this a good idea? And they're like, who cares? Let her go.
Who cares? I'm not going to sit here and be pitied. Leah got pitied last year.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
What do we think about the fast forwarding of the 4 days? I like it. I think I'm pro.
I'm very happy. Because then it, I mean, yeah, like you said, Jess, we didn't need to see some of the like nitty or grittier details. And then like it would have been probably a little melodramatic to like see all of that, if not like outright upsetting.
We know she survived. So like, yeah, the tension here is not like, will she survive? Like how bad of a situation she's in. It's like, she made a decision that like now she has to like figure out what that means. I mean, like we got pretty vulnerable in the Russian doll pod recently. And I was like, yeah, we had this sort of discussion. Like I'm more interested in this than like her going through this. I mean, she's still going through stuff, but like I'm much more interested in like having made a decision and now trying to figure out what that means to try to make that decision. So,
yeah. So we see Shelby and Marty are walking and they're hunting. Shelby for someone who has said, like, oh, I'm a great hunter. I hunt all the time at home. There's something about a 12, 17 point buck. I have no idea. I don't know what hunting mm-hmm. is.
No, that sounds perfect.
I don't normally trip over this stuff.
I don't step on no sticks.
Yeah. I reckon.
I'm making so much noise back here.
Oopsies.
Oh, no, my accent is just dropping all over the place.
We're very good at hunting. That's for trouble, right?
That's south from like a different place, though.
Oh, southern Russia.
Southern Transylvania. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
So Marty's like, you're going to scare it. So she set her own trap. Okay. Hear me out. It has not been that long since Marty killed that goat. And yet she is now a master craftsman at making traps to collect guinea pigs.
What's the point?
They have a lot of time. Chris is like, what's your point?
Like, how is she so good at this? How does she know how to set a trap? She is an animal lover and a vegetarian.
Listen, they have YouTube. They have nothing but
time. They don't have YouTube here.
Okay, fine. They don't have YouTube, but they have nothing but time. And you can just learn things. It's been 4 days or whatever. It's fine.
It's been 4 days. 4 days is enough.
Uh-huh. Well, it's been, how many days has it been since the end? It was day one / I don't remember.
Well, how many days did it take for Marty to be comfortable killing a goat?
Like 22-ish.
Okay, it's been 12 days since then. Oh, just over a week and a half.
Listen, at this point, the change is exponential. Like, there's a foundation of trauma, and then now they can just flourish.
Yeah. I said actually, and then
is that how you live your life? Foundation of trauma, and now I flourish.
I mean, MOTPD. Foundation of
trauma. I'm waiting for the flourishing part.
Right.
Oh,
I'll show you.
One day I'll be a beautiful butterfly. Until then, right. I'm just gonna chill in my cocoon of trauma.
Fingers crossed.
So yeah, apparently in 12 days she learned how to set a trap for a guinea pig, and Shelby's like, "Well, I guess I'm obsolete now." And she's in awe of Marty. And she's like, Tony thought you'd need more moral support. You know, she was telling me all about your pets, and it must be really tough to love animals and take on the hunting so we can eat. And Marty's immediately like, and what else did Tony say about me? Like, I'd be weirded out too.
This is bad. This is bad from Shelby, right? She's like, oh, it's just bad form, and I get it, whatever, they're teenagers, but like, nobody wants to hear, oh, me and so-and-so were talking about you, and clearly this is that thing that, because we put you into a category. Like, what? This is horrible. This is almost like Gretchen-esque. I don't like it.
I kind of, I don't like it, but I do like that Shelby has not come out and now is a perfect individual. So I do like that, because yes. I do think that this is like, it's actually not, you know, this is kind of like Shelby that we knew, but in a different way of like, a very much like, you know, as a pageant, I think like very much into like social, you know, the social hierarchy stuff, that like, it does feel a little petty to be like, I guess like Tony and I are best friends now, and like, I guess like, you know, we're talking about you, you know. So I don't like it, but I do like that it's like there are hints of Shelby not totally being like, it doesn't take coming out to then be like, I'm a good person, you know.
I'm perfect. Yeah. Like, yeah, she's like transcended. Yeah. What's that word when you're enlightened? She's
I guess for me, a lot of the girls stuff feels very surfacey on this episode as compared to a lot of the boy stuff. And I almost wished we were like, okay, this is going to be a spicy take. Okay. Oh. So bear with me. I was thinking about, this is my shower thought for the day. Mm-hmm. Literally had it in the shower. What if, this doesn't sound wild. What if we had, okay, kind of like, think Game of Thrones, the books, right?
Okay.
Where we have season one, girls time. Mm-hmm. Season two, boys time. Just boys. Mm-hmm. Season three, boys and girls time. And you combine them.
We'd be so mad. We'd be so mad. Being like, covering season two of The Wilds, it's just the boys.
I feel like we're splitting our time here. And it's like, instead of half-assing two things, whole-ass one thing.
Whole-ass. Yeah, no, I think it's interesting to consider, and like how much better it could be to like fool us
We've
into
lost
thinking. Fool. she just like tipped over. She fell into a ditch.
She whole-assed
the secret pit.
Yes, coming out.
No, I just love Ariel saying it's interesting. In my mind, he's like, I hate it.
It's fine. You know, it's fine.
That's
a fine idea.
That is an idea. No, but I was just going to say, like, it's like, you know, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't, right? Because it's like, they could fool us into caring about the boys. It would take a few episodes, but it's possible. It's not impossible. But here, we speculate at the end of season one. We're like, oh, I would hate to get like too much boys, full ass boys. I don't know. We can barely
we got handle, a whole lot of something. I was appearance,
gonna say, but we can barely handle the what we got here.
The bags. The problem is that like we're splitting our time, and therefore I feel like we're not getting a full picture of either group. We're just half-assing two things, especially the girl stuff. Like this is the stuff we're interested in. Is like Tony telling Shelby too much about Marty and Marty gets upset, but then they have a conversation later and it's all hunky dory. You know, it just feels very like surfacey. Like we're taking a step back from the real stuff.
Whereas the boys were going down the hatch.
Yes.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out which boy was the hunky dory, but whatever, I'll figure it out.
Not Kieran. So Shelby says it's hard to put your values aside or change them faster than you might be ready for. And they end up taking the guinea pig back to camp. Then we're at the boys. And
I like that line. I like that line too. I like her telling like it's hard to put your values aside and change them. Like she is like comes from a very religious family and now has come out and she's like kind of giving I don't know, I kind of like coming out. I like this that with Marty's like, yeah, you like have taken on this role that you're like very good at, but it's not something that you like thought you would ever be doing. Now here you are doing it. Like I kind of thought that was like cute. I know it's like I don't know, maybe the like resolution of this whole thing is like very surface level, but I don't mind the story of like the friend of the, I mean, it was just a heartstopper. Like the jealous friend, you know,
Tao looking at you.
Tao's gonna come out of the trees with like a knife in his hand and kill somebody. Watch.
Yeah. So yeah, I don't mind it. It's maybe like the resolution of it that feels a little bit like too clean, maybe. But
yeah.
Too cute. I have. We'll see.
It is. So we're back at the boys and Henry says starvation is a horrific way to die. Kieran's like, no one's starving. They're eating a bunch of salsa that apparently Josh brought. And Ivan asks, how am I supposed to be published? I have a novella. My mom won't even know where to look.
Google Drive, mom.
This is sad.
It's very sad. Rescue's taking longer than they thought. And so, Josh is me. Josh is probably also Grace here, where it's like, well, let's play a game to distract 100%, 100%. I'm like, anybody want to play 20 questions? 20 questions, anybody?
This is very Saw. Let's play a game. I'm like, oh, no.
No, this is summer camp.
This is summer camp, Ariel.
Okay, fair. Yeah, I just, let's play a game. I got immediately scared.
And so Josh says, I love, Ivan wants to play a theater game. And I'm like, what theater games are there? What's a theater game?
Like a drama game, like an improv game.
It's like you have to wave your theater arms and the first person to stop and get tired loses.
No, like stuff you'd see on like Whose Line Is It Anyway? So that's like a theater game.
Oh, I don't know if I'd be good at those. I'm good at Two Truths and a Lie, though. Although sometimes I forget how many truths I'm supposed to be saying.
I'm really good at this game. Wait, hold on. What game is it? Yes.
I lied. I'm not very good at this game. But they're going to play Two Truths and a Lie. Rob says he'll play. And, I put a pin in this and I put 3 exclamation points after it. Seth corrects Josh on Rob's name.
Oh, yes.
It's a big deal. This is a big deal, people. Mm-hmm. Making note of it. And Josh, I loved Josh for like an episode and a half. And then he decided that he was going to translate for Roth, and I'm like, but he speaks English, bro.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Josh is a bit of a tryhard, a little bit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Does Roth not talk so much so that they don't know if his like if he can speak English?
I mean, I don't know. I wasn't understanding him when he was talking to Kieran. I just couldn't. No, of course. Yes, he can speak English and they're just stupid. Like this is like the dumb, like not all of them, but this is the dumb like teenager thing of like mm-hmm. Espanol,
No, you guys were watching whatever. The dub version. You noticed that he was speaking it, but it didn't match up with what he was saying.
It didn't match up. There was some definite lip flap.
Yeah.
And so Jeff says he can. So yeah. So Bo thinks Roth and Josh are colluding with one another. Again, very much Survivor stuff. Mm-hmm. So Roth says his girlfriend's family owns the salsa company,
the Veracruz salsa.
Yeah.
Veracruz.
And Josh says he can only eat low acid foods. The next thing Roth says is he secretly likes to look at people's dicks.
And Kieran's like, I knew it.
Kieran's like, oh, I knew it. Roth here was a sicko sneaking a peek at my dicko. And I was like, what is that? Why?
This is the poorest man Sawyer I have ever seen, like in my entire life, with like the rhymes and the names. It's just like, it's not good.
I did like Rav was like, I'm gonna, the lie is that I was looking at his,
like, I knew it. I knew it.
Like, no, so wait, funny. Like, you're not understanding. Like, I have definitely, where like, you make a joke and it doesn't quite land. And then you have like very much trying to back it and be like, no, like, the that's a joke because like X equals Y. Like, and they're like, no, I don't know. No.
So stupid. And so then this is when Roth spills the salsa and Seth's like, don't touch it. Nobody touch the salsa. And he takes a picture of it. And I, who was it? Is it Scotty? I think it was Scotty. Who's like, what in the absolute caucasity is this man doing?
Yes, this is so good.
And he healed me. The writing sometimes is also like very bad, but also it's very good. Like this moment.
It can be very clever.
This story is wild. The wild.
Wild.
That Seth takes a picture and they realize you must be Spills with a Z, I will say.
Right, because it's Canadian.
Because I'm Canadian. Where he takes pictures of spilled food and is suddenly a mega Insta star with like sponsorship brand deals.
He rates the spilled food and he does brand collabs. There's something called a level 5 sloppy tsunami.
Oh, I said messy tsunami. I knew I was wrong.
Pico de oh no.
Pico de so oh bad. No. That's bad so fungus bad. Right there.
I think this is the most unrealistic thing about this whole episode, that he is an Instagram influencer.
Oh, see, I totally could see this as being something that's true.
I feel like this is a thing. Like Spills with a Z. Nice. They just like took it from the internet. I don't know. I mean, it's not, but
I bet there is an Instagram account now called Spills.
Spills. Right. Spills like that.
With 4 Z's.
Yeah. And so Roth just walks away and he looks kind of pissed. Then I thought he was at a gallery because that's how fancy this place looks. No, it's just Marisol's house.
That's Marisol's.
Marisol. So she asks him about a painting that she's looking at. It's a woman and she has lemons like in a thingy on her head, and her mom walks in. And I my notes. Wait, this is a home. This
I was just laughing at that to myself.
This is a home.
And so her mom asks if he's coming on Thursday. Apparently, they're having a fundraiser. The house is going to be filled with Indigenous art. And I was immediately sus. I was like, oh, Marisol did not tell Roth about this for a reason.
I wasn't sus because she was so lost in the painting, but you're right, in retrospect this is absolutely sus.
Yeah, this is what I think the story is, that like she's just like not, she's kind of like, yeah, you're fine Raph, you know, and he like thinks that she's like maybe the love of his life, you know. It's sad. I don't like it.
She probably calls him Raph because she can't remember his full name. She's like that uninterested.
That's right.
She's like, oh, no.
I just caught the first syllable.
Mm-hmm. And so he asks what to wear, and then on top of that, my susimeter went off the charts when she wasn't wearing her bracelet. And I said, yeah, she wants to break up with him, 100%.
Not only is she not wearing her bracelet, she couldn't be any more cavalier about the fact that it's like, oh, I left it in the bathroom because I was showering or whatever. Who cares? I'm looking at the painting. Like, just...
Ooh, art. Yeah.
No. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And he's like, yeah, I love art. Or he loves her. And then she's art remembers. And he's like, you should do a TED Talk. And then they go outside and they lay in this like bougie outdoor like bed with a cover. What is this? Is amazing. I want this thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I don't know what it plus. Is. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, So she asks, oh, well, what is your thing? Like, I have art. What is your thing?
I have art and I clearly lack any interest in you. So what are you doing?
He says, he's like, I don't know. I'll figure it out eventually. If not, this is pretty great. And I'm in my whole body was screaming. She wants more than this. She wants you to have passion. She wants you to be interested in something, not just her. Literally say anything, Roth.
Anything. Anything will do. Pogs, Tamagotchi. It doesn't matter how old it is.
I don't think that would do.
No, maybe. Listen, I agree with you that anything would have been better than whatever you want to do, babe, is basically what you said.
What do you want for dinner? I don't know. What do you want for dinner? It makes me want to die.
Yeah, same.
I'm just saying,
oh,
like,
love.
This guy would piss me off too. He's like, I don't know, maybe I'll figure it out eventually. But if not, you're rich and we can hang out with you, right? Like, that's what it feels like, even if it's not.
Yeah, I don't think it's totally that, because we are supposed to be like, I think, on team Raph here. At least the show would like us to be. I feel like it's, unfortunately, I don't think his family doesn't come from a ton of money. And so I think that like this is like, I don't know, he goes to school in a entirely different country. I guess there is the stuff where like, yeah, he did quit like the soccer team, like the football team, to be hanging out with her and his grades are slipping. So maybe this is a little bit like, yeah, he doesn't know what he wants and he's not, I mean, that's his whole thing in last episode too, right? Like he doesn't know who he is, right? So
I was gonna say this, that part of it is very realistic of like, oh, I'm all in on this relationship and I don't know that I should also be my own person and have my own interests.
And he's a teenager, like this is puppy love, young puppy love. It's very strong. Mm-hmm. So I get it. So meanwhile, back on the island, Dot is reading the sexy books to Fatten. Fatten says steamy, right? And she says, like, a fresh pile of shit.
Mm-hmm. The best combo on the
my favorite
on the show.
I mean, the queens.
Yeah. Fatten wants her to read a few more pages. It's a hot romp.
Hot romp.
And Dot is like, I can't believe people like reading. You really just want to sit here and have your eyes go back and forth.
You got it, Dot.
Dot is like, what if tennis, but a book reading, like the moving your eyes back. So funny.
Yeah. And so then they are like, Tony, come here. Like Dot is like, I can count on Tony to trash this 100%. And Tony's just like, oh yeah, I like it. I like all that wedding stuff. I want a big ass buttercream cake for
Ariel,
my wedding.
You said last week, you were like, no chocolate. I'll get buttercream. Yeah.
Buttercream's great.
I need buttercream. And they knew. They listened to me.
Tony.
Yeah. She wants a fancy dinner. She's like, I don't want buffet. What's the other one? Plated. That's what I want. and fat. And it's just layer like,
foil.
This is incredible.
Yeah.
And Dot's like, who are you people? Why am I? Here we are, people. A stranger in a strange land.
Strange land. Lock, Dot, both one syllable. Just saying. Not a coincidence.
The same person.
They got it, clearly.
Good thing Dot is not a nickname, a short form version of her name.
Good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Good thing. Yeah. I feel like you're being sarcastic.
Her name is Dottie.
Her name is Dorothy.
Which is probably short for Dorothy.
Her name is Deuteronomy. Yeah, you're right.
Deuteronomy.
Yeah.
Deuteronomy.
Dottie Cake. Yeah. Okay. You go.
And Dot is frustrated. She has nothing to do. And they say she sucks at leisure. And so she gets up to leave. And they're like, what are you going to do? She's like, I'm going to do leisure.
She's like, I love leisure. I am at leisure.
I kind of suck at leisure. I like, but like in a different way that like, I do leisure activities, but I always need to be doing something that's not just not doing anything.
I'm terrible at leisure. I literally said the other day, I feel like I'm doing a really good job at relaxing. Like I'm the best relaxer.
I'm doing
and
so
I didn't
good.
See you how see? Funny it was for like a full minute.
Yeah. You see how I'm clenching my fists? I'm doing so well. I'm relaxing.
I'm relaxing so hard. Yeah, I'm so bad at relaxing. I don't know how to not be doing things.
Yeah.
I
gotta be watching a show or listening to a podcast or whatever. Like I have to
the
be doing something other than just like sitting. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. But yes, Dot's gonna go get her leisure on. Leah and Rachel are collecting seaweed. Okay, I have to like calm down before I say this.
Your voice got so high pitched. And Rachel!
Because Rachel apologizes for the other day. Rachel, and I literally wrote in all caps in my why are you apologizing?
Yeah, this is bad. This is bad on Leah. Yeah. Mm. Well, also to be fair. Okay, wait, hold on. We did like fast forward for like there was like a suicide attempt.
Okay, so that's fair.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah, so she says that she thinks that she may have pushed Leah into something, and Leah says, "No, she didn't mean it." You didn't do anything. And she says she didn't mean to like end it all. Yeah. She just wanted to stop feeling.
Yeah.
And I really, okay, as much as I didn't care for the whole like Marty, Tony, Shelby situation, this I loved. I loved this conversation between the two of them.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Because I feel like the two of them can relate best to each other in this moment, because Rachel says, yeah, feeling is the effing worst. And she says doing useful stuff makes her feel better. And Leah says it's making her feel better too. She forgot her blood wants to circulate, which I was like, wow, that sentence is so interesting. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, your body wants to stay alive. It is not your body that is trying to necessarily, you know, end things for you. But like, I also feel the sentence, she just wanted to stop feeling. It's like so relatable for anybody who's gone through any type of like pretty much hard thing in general, but also just like general mental health problems, like depression, anxiety, like to want to just stop feeling.
Yeah.
Understandable.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Cause you want to stop feeling the thing that's making you feel bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, boy, I feel like unfortunate comes like at the expense of Nora, but like the Rachel scenes have been the Dottie scene last week and then this scene with Leah. They're the best, probably some of my favorite stuff in the season so far.
Yeah. Rachel's personality redemption arc. Here we go.
I think Rachel would have definitely been more at the bottom of my list in terms of favorite characters last season and really happy with what she's had so far this season. But yeah, of course. Sad to see Nora not around. Although, speaking of, they see something in the water, and immediately I was like, oh, Nora's body. At first, I thought she's gonna be walking up to them, and then when I noticed it was in the water, I'm like, oh my god, it's her body.
It was shiny. I kind of caught because I went back and it went by, and I was like, oh, it's shiny. Maybe it's a robot body, but I was like, no, it's probably not that.
It's probably not another Marcus.
Aaron and I we talk a lot about like face acting on pot, and I feel like Rachel is a stellar face actor. I think she's playing like sad, grieving sister very well.
Yeah,
right. Yes. Especially last episode, and to hear her face like opening up, for lack of a better phrase.
Yeah,
you know, emotionally.
Yeah. Also, the fact that her and Leah are just willing to go out in the water after, I don't know, she just got her hand bit off by a shark. I'm like, you couldn't get me within 10 feet of that water after
that. No, if my feet are wet, I'm running away.
The problem is that, like, the whole thing last season was, like, Rachel, like, had a fear of water. And so, you had, like, a beautiful moment. She's like, I'm going to go swimming. And you're like, you can't. Then this season be like, I feel like they don't want to be like, and she's afraid of water again.
Again, right? That's true. Yeah. It's like lose.
Yeah. But yeah, so they're fully willing to go back into the water. We'll find out what they found after this quick ad break from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere. This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, we are back. And we're with the boys again.
The boys.
Rolf is just walking around through the woods. And that's
naked.
When he realized.
Oh, sorry. No, it was Kieran. It was Kieran.
No, not yet. He realizes he lost his bracelet. So then I went through a whole little monologue here where I thought there was a sabotage. I thought someone stole it. And then I said, was it the mole? This is mole behavior.
Moly behavior.
I'm so sorry. You guys all get to read my whole
narrative.
Yeah, my horrible inner narrative. And so then I said, oh no, there it is. He finds it.
Wait, Anthill. Oh no.
Also, OMG, yuck, gross.
This is like watching
run ants.
Jess, like, what? This is the next best thing to like watch, hearing Jess basically live tweet her.
Here, there's a whole thing here in cat. We basically go, mole. Wait, was it the mole? Moly behavior. Oh no, there it is. Wait, Anthill. Okay, defo sabotage. Also, OMG, yuck, gross. Run ants. Get to the water, bro. Run. Ah, even in CGI, I hate this. OMG, of course Seth is here to save the day. Of course Seth is here.
Seth, are you the mole?
Seth, are you the mole?
Then take your pants off. I was like, oh no, where's Kieran? Ooh. Don't hope Kieran doesn't walk up.
Oh my god, my stomach legitimately hurts.
So what's the point of the Anthill scene and him losing his bracelet?
Okay, this is why this is why I thought it was sabotage, because I was like, Seth planted the bracelet knowing there was an anthill nearby and he would step in it, causing him to have to run out and save the day with these fire ants and make him take his pants off and like slap the ants around.
Slap the ants around for answers. What do you know, ants?
Answers. I feel like the point of the Confederate is to like be like, oh, like they are choking and I need to deliver CPR, not cause an anthill attack, you know?
I'm just so sus of Seth. I can't tell you why. But I just thought there was mole behavior in this scene.
Mole behavior. But I just got to say, the CGI ants, no thank you. I just, and not even because they're gross, which they are. They're absolutely gross. It's just like.
You could tell they were CGI.
It's so bad.
It's really bad.
Yeah. The show's shelling out like $1 billion for Lord of the Rings. So everything else is like, yeah. No, we'll just use the ants from the movie Ants. Right.
This was the free trial of the software that they use.
Seth asks how Rolf feels. And he's like, well, I almost got eaten alive by this thing that might only matter to me. And Seth's like, you know what? I hate my therapist. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
Wow. What? Like, it seems like Rav could have said anything and Seth would have been like, oh, yeah, totally. I hate my therapist.
She's the worst. And then, like, Seth is so kind. He's like, oh, maybe Scotty and Bo will know about the ant bites because they're from Florida. Josh will have all sorts of creams for you. And Seth says, listen, everyone, I also loved this scene too. I like the pairings, you know?
Yes.
Where Seth says, everyone's afraid of the unknown, like, hard same. And he says, Rolf, you're a big unknown. We just got to get you on the map. So let's track down some food. And then you could guy that brings snacks. Everybody loves that guy.
He loves that guy.
There have to be good snacks, though, or else you hate that guy.
That's true. I don't want no kids.
I don't think I had this guy in high school.
I'm sorry. Someone's bringing kids as sex.
Well, it's a joke that was about to come up. It's a thing. Oh, I didn't mean it. Kids.
Yeah, I don't think we had this archetype. The snack guy? I don't think we had that. I don't think so.
I mean, we had the guy who brought beer. So, you know, it's like the next best thing.
Wow. That's what a guy.
Wow. Yeah.
So yeah, so then they're like, okay, let's go find some food, which again, Seth is sus because then they did find food.
It's true.
Seth has never looked more sus than when he had his glasses off in that part. And I was like, what? You're not the same person. Oh wait, he is the same person.
But you like the glasses better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He needs the glasses for like his own personal safety and for like my enjoyment.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Makes sense. Raph's getting dressed, all fancy like. Marisol sent him a photo and asked if he's on his way. And his parents see them and they're like, why you look like really dressed up? What's the deal? And he's like, what's the dealio?
What's the dealio?
He says he has an event tonight that's fancy. So apparently his dad has to work a third shift. So he's supposed to work the tamale stand with his mom. But he says, this is a big deal. It's a Chicano art show. And I don't think I mentioned this earlier when they mentioned the fundraiser, but the whole purpose of the fundraiser is to get money to bring the arts back down to Tijuana. Like, they didn't want all that artwork that's from Tijuana to be in the States forever.
Right. Which, you know, yeah. Is admirable-ish in that sense of, like, we give 5% of our proceeds to whatever, whatever.
Right.
Like, I really, yeah. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I really like this storyline. I think it's interesting. It's an it's sort of a like they're obviously telling the story about like one family who does not have wealth, another family who does, and that this rich family is choosing to like put on this thing that it's like we're helping people, and then like, you know, you have this other side of it where they're like basically like I don't really see how this helps us. Like, I think it's like a very it can be a good thing that they're doing, and also yeah. Like for on a personal level for like Ross family, it's not like that's doing a ton. I think it's just like an interesting commentary.
Yeah, especially yeah. Because I mean, obviously Marisol's family lives up in San Diego. They don't live in Tijuana. Yeah. At least not currently, or like that's not their main place of residence. But on top of that, yeah, like his family, they're from two totally different class. What is it? Not middle class, upper class. You know what I mean? Yeah. Classes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're from two totally different classes.
Yeah, they were not in the same class in school.
Yeah. Yes.
Actually, Raph did go to the wrong class earlier.
Yeah, that's true.
But the problem is that I don't know whether or not we're supposed to trust Marisol's parents. Like, I feel like they're going to play a bigger part in this story because it seems like they're the connection that got him here. So mm-hmm. I just think they're on my like radar as people to look out for. But yeah, his parents don't see the big deal about them. They say he quit soccer to spend so much time with her. He's gotten 4 season classes. And his dad really, to me, gives big, like, you think you're better than us vibes.
It's interesting. I think it is interesting to think about, like, how does he afford to go to this retreat? Because it is a thing we see, like, they are, it's implied to the kids that it does cost money. Like, the Dottie's dad, like, buys it, but also, and this is kind of bad maybe in retrospect for like Dottie's dad who like passed away, but like Leah's parents know that she's not at a retreat. Like, yeah. They know that she's like at actually, like, and they don't know the full details, but they also don't mm-hmm. think she's like at some camp where she has like total yeah. free will just like hang out, right? So yeah, I think that is something interesting to track of like Marisol's parents and how much involved they are in terms of like sending him, but how much they know about this project, you know?
Yeah.
And Gretchen also like seemingly needs this thing funded. Are they connected in some way that way? So yeah,
because we did see her with the one like big donor last season. But yeah, so his dad is like, you're not better than us, take the food to the car. And Raph says, I should be meeting people like them. Like, this is my chance. This is what you wanted for me. This is why you sent me to school in San Diego.
Yeah.
Which like I understand, like that argument does make sense.
Right.
But his dad is so harsh here. He's like, she's going to forget you. She's going to go to a cute little college and never see you again. He bets. Yeah, he says he bets every cent of his shit money that that's what will happen.
Mm-hmm. This sex says I feel like he's right. Is the shitty like it's such a not nice thing to say to your kid, and it's also like I hate that the show has written it that he's absolutely going to be right.
That he's correct, yeah. Because in a lot of other shows, he wouldn't be correct. And I was like, love is love, and it's true. Yeah, but we already know that.
Show would be about like Roth and Marisol, like
very. Yeah, Marisol's like, who are you? Oh, right, you were on my wrist before, and I don't remember you anymore. But yeah, it's that classic thing of like he is trying to be better, and there's also like an element of like, you know, shame that he has from like coming from there, and he wants to like do better, which is admirable in the sense of like, yeah, I want to aspire to do something else just in and of itself. But it's the push pull of like the classic family versus your future thing, and like how do you choose?
It also is, it does kind of suck that his mom needed help and he didn't go to help his mom, kind of, I think.
Listen, he carried the stuff to the truck, which is what his dad told him to do.
Yeah, but he was supposed to help the stands.
He said, wait. No, all he said was, take the thing to the truck and wait for your mom. He took the thing to the truck, waited 3 seconds, and then got in his car.
Yes.
Simon didn't say.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Yeah, but I just think, like, when we remember he's a teenager, I don't really hold him as like, you know, I don't put his feet to the fire too much. I think, yeah, he gets in his car and leaves. Like, it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so this is when we're back on the island and Seth finds berries and Seth's like, wait, there's a rhyme. And then I wrote, Henry is the one who taught him the rhyme. Henry is the one who's the Nora. Mm-hmm. Henry knows all the information. Henry is sus.
Oh my God.
They're all Henry. He's a Boy Scout.
Henry from Lost. Oh, classic Henry.
Here's the rhyme. Purple and blue, good for you. White and yellow, kill a fellow. But it did seem like the berry was red, which isn't in the rhyme.
Yeah, so. I thought that too. I was like, wait a minute. Why did he drop it?
Yeah, he's like, ooh, that's one of the things that you didn't say, though. It must be bad.
Red, you're dead. Red, we all know you can't eat any red berries. All of them are will kill you.
Straw. Yep.
Yeah. If you're allergic, absolutely.
So yeah, and then Henry knows how to tie 50 knots, and then I went back to thinking Seth was the mole at this point, because Seth is the one who knows the information from Henry. Anyway, Roth says him, you and Henry don't seem very close, and this is when Roth sees a bar, and at first I thought it was going to be like a well with water in it, like fresh water. They're like, water well, let's just lead them to the water source, like
an immunity idol or something.
Well.
Right. Yes. There are three wells, and they're like, well.
Mm-hmm.
So Roth is stuck at the border crossing. It's 7:02. He's like switching lanes dangerously, which made me nervous. I thought he was going to get into an accident, which obviously
also the lane that he switched to had more cars.
It did.
What are we doing?
We've all been there when you feel like it's moving faster and then you can move and it immediately slows down.
Listen, I don't know how to drive, so I have not been there, but I have been in the passenger seat or, you know, in the back seat driving and like stressing, actively throwing stress onto the driver because I'm late to whatever airport.
So
this has been Traffic 101 with Aaron.
So Marisol calls and he reruns someone. Never get out of your car. Just if someone looks upset, just stay in the car. That's my advice.
Wait, if you rear end someone, just don't get out of your car?
You can. No, you can get out of your car, but not when you both look very pissed.
Ooh, so like wait until
you calm yourself. Less piss. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because you're gonna get in a fight. That's what always happens on television. Really? So the guy is pissed.
I don't know. I feel like if the other guy is mad and I'm like, I can't get out of my car until you calm down. I don't think that's gonna help at all.
Sir, I wanna get out of the car. But like you seem really upset.
Well, you're not gonna get punched.
Okay, I'm only gonna open my window a little bit so that you can't.
Yeah,
you can't
and not enough for your hand to reach in.
But I think somebody punching somebody after a rear end, I think that's fairly unlikely as well. But
you never know.
We thought so.
So he calls Roth a brat and Roth shoves the guy first. I was shocked. I thought the guy was going to make the first punch. Mm-hmm. He did. So this makes me really think that he's going to get angry later. And that's why he's in the handcuffs. Mm-hmm. I think
he made the first move later on, too.
Yeah. So he gets arrested. We're back on the island. Seth and Roth are trying to lift the lid. They eventually, like, Roth just muscles it with a rock, like, boom, opens it up. And then I wrote, is this the literal hatch, though?
Yeah, like Desmond's inside.
I posted it. I said it on Discord. I said immediately, I said, yep, I guess we have to become down the hatch.
You better get down there quickly. You only have 108 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, if we go over 108 minutes, we have to, like, do one.
Oh, we have 8 minutes left. Brother. Oh, my gosh. So Seth offers to go first. Again, I'm so
that's
sorry.
Alarm. That's the hatch alarm.
I'm so sorry that I put in all my shenanigans in these notes, because I wrote, great. I said, Seth offers to go first because he knows what's down there.
Ever heard of it?
So it's a bunker. It has Fiji water. What a bougie water to have in your bunker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Fiji water with, like, third tier peanut butter.
Like Poland Spring who? Poland Spring, it's a joke what? For like 15 people. Whoever drinks Poland Spring. Sarah drinks Poland Spring. Anyway. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Sarah Ferguson. The last data entry is from 2006. And this is in what, 2020 or 2018? 2020.
This is 2020. I can't remember. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then they find.
It's now.
Mm-hmm.
Present Royale day. Light.
Royale Light.
It's a beer.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a real beer? Is this like.
I don't think so. I have to imagine this is fake.
Fakebeer.com, and it lists all the fake beers from TV shows.
Mm-hmm. And notably, Seth is like, I didn't find this, Roth. You did. You have great instincts, Roth.
That's very, because Leah first is like, Shelby, how are you finding everything last season? So it ended up being like somebody dropping it for her to find.
I'm telling you, Seth is so high up on my sus meter, I can't even.
Yeah, but it's got to be like a red herring, no. Right? Like he's too obviously a Confederate. Henry. To be a Confederate, right? But then Henry, and then again, I think like, I don't know, I can't tell if like it's brilliant to do like, yeah, it's the siblings all along, like it's mm-hmm. both time it's like the siblings, or if that's again another red of like, you think it's the siblings, but it's not. Like, I can't tell how much. How smart does Amazon Prime think I am? You know, like how much do they
think? What does the algorithm say about me?
Exactly. Of like, will they think that like, do people even remember that Rachel, or people remember that like Seth and Henry are like separate, right? Like, are they, like, am I thinking too cute that like, they'll think it's the brothers, so we won't make it the brothers, but really it could just be the brothers, you know?
Well, it's that thing of like, oh, Jess, we didn't find the Confederate. You found the Confederate.
Yeah.
I really did, though. I think I did. Uh-huh. We'll see.
I think there's enough here that, like, if Seth is the Confederate, I think that that's totally fine and works at this point. Like, is it, like, fairly obvious? Yeah, but I don't know.
It is really suspicious. Care. It is suspicious that he could see without his glasses. I will say that.
So sus.
That was very sus.
And then he hates his therapist. So sus.
So sus. You should have been had another therapist or stop paying for yours at least.
You got to find a good therapist. Go find good therapy, everyone. It works wonders. But the right therapist. Anyway, Roth is in jail. He makes his phone call. He calls and his dad answers and he just hangs up and he says no one was home.
At risk. I've heard that if you're in jail, you get one free phone call.
That's what TV and television has told me.
It's a risk. Yeah. It's a risk to hang up.
When he hung up, I was like, what's he going to do now?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because those old like phones, like typically, like you put your quarter in, you start calling. And if it like gets through, that's the quarter drops. It's like, they know when the phone gets picked up. So, yeah.
That's true. So he was a lie. He was lying.
He was lying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then we're back on the girls' side of things, and Marty wants to skin the guinea pig downwind because it gets real stanky.
More like a skinny pig.
No! No!
It did lose a lot of weight. It did lose a lot of weight in the process.
I can't help it. It's just how my brain works. It's broken.
Oh, I'm so sad.
Get downwind of us, Grace.
We're like windy pig.
Oh, no.
Down windy pig. Okay, I'll stop.
So Tony sits down and she's a little bit cold with Tony.
And Marty says, you know what? My stuff is my stuff. It's, you know, I don't, it's not staying that way. It needs to stay that way. Can you please not tell her anything? And Tony's like, yeah, of course. Yeah.
My sure. stuff.
Don't tell him I'm my stuff.
My
What's
stuff.
The stuff, yeah. uh-huh.
So Tony says she's proud of Marty. She's a warrior. And this is when Rachel and Leah return with a surprise. They found a crate of party supplies.
How? Why? From where?
Wow.
What?
It's what's his name from the plane? Freaky Leaky? Freaky Deaky? What's his name?
Freaky Leaky.
The guy with the cake.
Blake with the cake. That's how you remember his name.
But why was there this on the plane?
Listen, what because if... you never know what kind of experiment you're going to have to run. Is it an old lady experiment? Is it a birthday experiment?
I think I figured it out.
Okay.
Blake has cake uh-huh. on the ocean floor. He's Joe Jonas.
I was going to say that doesn't rhyme.
I don't even get the Joe Jonas.
Is it the watermelon sugar thing?
I only care about Nick Jonas, who has diabetes.
It's a cake on the ocean floor.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, wait, that's a different song than watermelon.
Is that
yeah,
not Joe Jonas? Right. Please
it's
tell
one
me
of
it's Joe
them.
Jonas.
It's one of them.
It's actually
I think it's Kelly Clarkson.
It's Kelly Clarkson. It's pink.
Cake on the... Why have I never thought about cake? No, cake by the ocean, and it's by DNCE. Maybe it's maybe dance. Maybe.
No, I think he's in that. I think.
Why did Jonas? Why did the Jonas Brothers sing "Cake by the Ocean"?
Yeah, see,
oh, did
why
see?
Didn't they?
Cake. Who's
dance?
The ocean
who's
floor?
Dance?
We don't know.
What's the dance, CEO?
It's Nora.
Oh, dance is an American rock band consisting of lead singer Joe Jonas.
See, you were
Jack
right,
Lawless,
Jess.
I nailed it this time. I did it. No more
Kelly Clarkson.
Who?
She'd be so proud of you, Kelly Clarkson.
She really would.
Cake by the ocean.
Cake by the ocean floor.
I've never thought about that song before until right now. Like,
well,
in terms of like,
now you're thinking about it.
I think it means something.
I guess
it means sex.
No, I think she was talking.
I know. I was.
I think she gets the reference. I think she just didn't like. She never thinks about the song.
No, it was like, I've never thought about it. And I immediately realized it was probably about sex, but I was like raising my eyebrows a bit. And then just like, it was about sex.
Well, what if people didn't get it? Now they do.
Now they do. That's You've done great. A public service.
Yeah, but why the crate? Why the retirement? I just don't understand the retirement crate.
Because Barbara's retiring crate.
But who's Barbara?
Barbara is the wife of the mannequin. What's the mannequin's name?
Marcus.
Marcus.
Marcus and Barbara, happily ever after.
Maybe it's part of the experiment. Like, let's introduce a party crate to the beach and see if they like kill each other.
Yeah, but why is a Barbara retirement crate at this random island? I don't understand.
No one knows.
That's just how it goes.
What would you be most excited about, though? We have the plastic forks, which Shelby's elated about.
They're dishwasher safe.
They are dishwasher safe
in the middle of the jungle. That's
good. There's off the clock plates. Mm-hmm. There's champagne.
I'd be most excited about champagne.
Yeah. There's a pinata.
Candy in the pinata, probably.
Yeah. I'd be most excited about the pinata. 100%. Mm-hmm. Easy pick.
Mm-hmm.
Leah starts laughing in a way that scared me.
Yeah. Wild.
She had the wilds going in her eyeballs.
Yeah.
God. No. What a Leah.
Come on.
I thought you were going to say what a Leo, and I was going to be personally offended by that.
What? Okay, fine. Let's go back. What a Leo.
What's the dealio with that?
What's the dealio with the Leo?
What's the deal, Leo?
Yeah.
Yes. And she says, so there was this guy at her work, and they called him Top Ramen. And the reason they called him Top Ramen was because he got drunk and snorted 10 lines of ramen seasoning, and the pinata looks like him.
This pinata looks like no one I've ever seen.
I mean, it looks like a generic white man with brown hair and a goatee. Like, I've seen a lot of men like this.
I guess so. I've never seen a man that small. Small man. This man is extra small. Or small, extra, I don't know.
Yeah. 2X small. Yeah. All right.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, so he's tiny. And then they were like, wonder what Dot's doing. She's just reading the book, having her leisure time on the beach.
She's killing it.
I never realized she's reading a Nora Roberts book, right?
Yeah.
Your connection to Nora?
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Nora was the author, Nora Roberts, or whatever.
That's right. Secretly Nora Roberts. Yeah.
Back on the boys' side of things, they're just sitting in the sand. And Kieran calls Henry Boy Scout. Again, very like diet version of Sawyer. He says, don't you know how to make a fire? And apparently Henry only knows how to do it with a ferro rod. Bo's crashing. And Scotty, instead of taking Bo aside, tries to hand him the granola bar in broad daylight.
This is bizarre. This is bizarre behavior.
Mm-hmm. I was upset by this. It's like, don't you know how to play Survivor? What are you doing?
The least, right? The least subtle thing. And doesn't, what's the name of the guy who starts laughing? And didn't you think that he started laughing because he caught them?
Josh,
and not because...
Yes.
The other reason that he's actually laughing.
Tiki masala spills.
Yeah. Yeah, he was laughing about tiki masala skills. Mm-hmm. Spills. Kieran yells at him because he's a jerk. And Josh is like, oh my gosh, I forgot about my kids.
Here it is. See? Okay. I wasn't talking about actual kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I love this. Ivan / Taylor is like, okay, I'll bite. Tell me about it. Yeah.
He's the fatten of the group.
Sour Patch Kids. Yeah.
It brings cannibalism into the experience in a real way.
I like Henry a lot. I think Henry is very, whoever is writing for Henry is killing it. I think he's great. He has these little quips that are like, feel like they're designed specifically for me because they're these little weird, like pop culture references. I love him. Yeah. I love Henry.
He's the best.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah. So Josh says, oh, because then they're like, oh my gosh, can I have some? I'm dying. And he's like, oh, I already ate most of them.
It was like half full.
It was half full.
Suspicious though. Is there something else in the bag?
Oh, his drogas. His drugs. Ecstasy. The Spanish for drugs.
Oh.
I knew what you meant. At first I thought you meant Drogo, like the dragon from Game of Thrones. And then I realized it was drugs. Because I was thinking ecstasy. So we were on the same page.
And even if it's not drugs, it's like,
wow, if he's doing drugs, then he's knock off Charlie. Wow.
Stop.
He's definitely not the Hurley.
No.
He's too, he wouldn't try to keep all his kids from someone else.
No. Leah's definitely Jack, though. I decided that a long time ago.
Oh, easy peasy.
Yeah.
There is a lighter in his bag, and Josh says it's for his ear candle in case it gets too waxy.
That's a good point.
On a 1 week retreat, you're going to need to make your ears candles?
Not even just on a 1 week retreat. Now that he knows they might be there for a while, he's still not willing to give up the lighter for his earwax.
I think he just forgot it was in there.
I think that's what you should have said. Oh, I forgot I had Sour Patch Kids, comma. Oh, yes, I also forgot I had a lighter. Not, it's for my drogas. Earwax buildup and for my drogas.
That's what the lighter's for, his drogas.
See? That's earwax.
That's earwax.
Is sand good for earwax or bad? What do we
think? We didn't. It is.
Sand is bad for most things.
For stumps on an arm, for sure. We know that.
Yes. We actually didn't have anybody like have addiction issues, right? I feel like, although they're 12 days in already, I feel like somebody would be having withdrawal, so maybe not.
Yeah, maybe one of the guys will have addiction issues. Not that I'm wishing that on them.
No, I'm just thinking of like, I feel like last season they were like, let's talk about really intense stuff, and then the season's just been like, what about Sour Patch Kids?
What about the kids?
What about earwax?
And then Kieran is being really mean and yelling at him, and I think it's Taylor who's like, someone needs to de-escalate.
Yes.
What
does Kieran say? Jess Sterling.
He says, de-escalate my ball sack, Taylor.
Don't you wish we had an out-of-context Poster Recaps account?
Yes. Yeah. I dream of it sometimes.
People all called Taylor would be so offended by me right now.
Yeah, and I would have been, like, taken out to the whatever's the saying is for my kids' comments, so, you know.
Do you school at my ball sack?
Like, yeah. What? No one wants to. Why is he so obsessed with it?
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, I can't trust his name is actually Taylor. And then I said, it's not. It's Ivan.
Yeah. Ivan Taylor is his name on IMDb.
I've been Taylor. Yeah.
You want a spill? There's a spill. A third tier nut butter.
What?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Oh, right. No, it's a 13. Yeah. Because they came up with the peanut butter and he's like, oh yeah. Peanut butter. He's like, oh, fine. Oh, well, it's a third tier peanut butter, but still peanut butter nonetheless.
I do need.
Yeah. He likes almond and like cashew butter instead of peanut butter.
I do kind of feel like I need the bros, like the boys, to stop being bros. You know, I mean, there's some of them that are not being it, but I just need it to, like, I guess I just need Karen to calm down.
Really. He needs to de-escalate.
He's actually the only bro, so
he needs to de-escalate.
He does need to de-escalate.
I love how you de-escalated your comment. Like, I need all of them. Actually, no, that's fine. No, actually, it's scary.
I know.
And then immediately, Seth is like, "Roth found it," and Bo just like big old bear hugs him. Which I feel like is a Hurley move. Hurley's a hugger.
Bo might be Hurley. That's true.
Yeah, because he's kind of like fun, friendly. So they're like, "Beer! Yeah!" Seth's
and I'm
like,
"Okay, you're already dehydrated. You want to drink beer?"
Yeah, because they're dumb.
That's just my adult talk.
They have a 12 pack. There's how many of them? Seven of them? Eight of them?
Eight of them. Well, no, seven, because DJ's gone.
Yeah, so they're going to... Cool. All right. Well, I'll get like one and a half beers.
Gonna get so drunk, bro.
Gonna get wasted. Oh, drink it slow with a straw.
What did you do, a keg stand?
Anyway. Seth's like, "Oh, I thought you didn't drink, Roth." And Roth says, "It doesn't make sense not to drink." To Roth. Roth gets bailed out. Yeah. It doesn't make sense. Roth gets bailed out by Marisol's parents. He thanks her. He won't be able to come stateside, and her parents offer help, and they hand him like a little business card for a company that could help out with all of this. And he asks Marisol if they're okay. She says, "Yeah." However, they hold hands for like a millisecond, and then she immediately is like, "Nah," pulls back.
She's like, "Mom, pump that jam. I think that's Mozart's eighth or whatever."
Wow, your Marisol impression is incredible. I know you get comments a lot on your accent work and your impression work. And that one.
No. Okay, here's what she does when he says that like he loves her or whatever. She's like, "All right, okay. Like she's just like couldn't be any less.
Oh my gosh.
Is it like a groan? Is just like
well, it's more like you would really only make the face, but it's hard to make the face on the podcast, so I need to make the sounds. So
yeah, it's good.
Transmit.
So she drops his hand. And Roth says he used to always need someone else to make him feel whole. And so then we see all the guys like drinking around this big bonfire. Roth is like telling the fire ant story to them. And he says, "To make me feel a little less lost, but I know better now. It never leads anywhere good." And Lee is like,
"About the show Lost."
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Now moving down a hatch.
Yeah.
And Leah says, "I need you to trust me and go along with me." And he's like, "Well, I don't have much of a choice." She's like, "I'm going to get you out of here." And then this scene. Mm-hmm.
Can I just say quick? I do think makes me feel like Seth, like hyping up Roth. Roth think I need somebody to make me feel whole. Feeling like he's like Roth is like his like bro. He's like hyping him up. He thinks he's the best. He's like trying to put him on the map. And then finding out that like in the same way that Leah found out about Nora, but can do anything. I feel like it has to be like, I'm a little like, can Seth really be the red herring? I also wonder whether like, I guess Roth by the time he's in the bunker, it does not seem like you would think he'd be more like there's a Confederate out there.
Right.
So my initial thought was like something happens. He finds out Seth, but I don't think that can happen. I do think he kills him. I do honestly think he kills him. But in my head,
I think he kills him, but like they're fighting and it's an accident type of way.
Yeah.
Confetti. Oh, I just realized confetti, like two D's. Confetti. That's very confetti behavior.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh my God. Yay.
Yeah. Right. Oh, no.
Oh no. Yay. Oh no.
No.
So then we're at Leah. She leaves and she just walks down the hall. She sees the therapist. And of course, this lady, "You're not supposed to be in here."
Hey, how'd you get out here?
Yeah. And she just like, oh my God, she's so bold in the scene. She walks in. She sits down. She says, "Once upon a time, two plane crashes were staged. I'm so sorry. Once upon a time,
Two planes. Once upon a time, two stages were planes.
Two stages were playing staged.
We're playing plain old staged, caged in a cage.
Staged, caged.
Rage in the cage with Sage.
With Sage, which you
Marty
with
the mage.
Realized last night. Yeah.
Once upon a time, two plane crashes were staged.
Like I'm gonna edit all that out.
Yeah, no, I'm leaving it all in. All victims were dosed. Uh-huh. Eight on one, eight on the other. That number was subject to change.
Oh, because people died.
She says she met Raphael tonight. We've been catching up, but you already knew that, didn't you?
This got me. This is a good reveal.
Yeah.
This is good.
You got eyes on us at all times. I think you want something from Raphael that you aren't getting. And you know what? You think I can get the info. She's like, but you know what? You're not in charge here. And so then she walks across like the dual, what is it, two-way mirror? Ariel, by the way.
Oh my God.
The two-way mirror. Mm-hmm. And she's just walking along, staring through, and she's just like, I want you to tell whoever it is, I can get them what they need. And then Gretchen like goes up closer to the mirror and they're like staring at each other. And Leah's like, there's something I want too. And this is when Gretchen goes, onto the mirror and then draws like a smiley face.
Gretchen,
and
I was like, this is not how two-way mirrors work.
I was gonna say, does that work?
No.
That's the dumbest thing she could have done. Like of all the things she could have written, I thought she was gonna write like hi or like
Leah can't see through the mirror. That's the point of the two-way mirror.
It's not immediately clear. Like, what if condensation has an effect?
You're right, it's not immediately clear because it's a two-way mirror and you're not able to see through it. That is the whole point of a two-way mirror.
Well, what if condensation affects the layer?
No.
I was with Ariel.
She sees like, and it's like, why so serious? Like the Joker.
Yeah.
This made me laugh because it was kind of stupid. But like, I mean, from Gretchen.
Gretchen's dumb.
But from Leah, it's so badass, especially when she insults the guy.
Yes. And she's right, too, because we saw them interrogating Roth and like not getting what they needed. Yeah. So she's so spot on.
So she's like, you're not in charge. It's so obvious. Like,
what? You suck. You suck at your job.
And he's sitting there like, I mean, I should be in charge, but I'm not. You're right.
I do suck at my job.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Wow. Again, the impressions of Mr. of number two detective. I think his name is Dean. This is good. Spot on.
So that was our episode.
Fun.
Incredible.
Good one.
I liked it.
I do like it. I'm like, I have to be like, yeah, okay, that's fine. You did the condensation smiley face. All right, sure, whatever. Like it really doesn't make any sense. Oh, you found the pinata celebration kit? Okay, sure. It doesn't make any sense, but it's fine.
Listen, no, fatten is keeping me sane.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. The Shelby and Marty thing was silly and stupid, but I liked the Rachel and Leah stuff. I loved the Dot reading the sexy books to Fatten. I just wish, like I said before, it's hard when we're splitting our time and we have two less episodes to split our time across. And even though the episodes are on the longer side, it still feels like we're not getting as much of the girls as we did last season because we're not.
And we got like it's somehow like I don't know what's worse if it would have felt like rushed and like overly split if we had gotten a second character here, but we just get another flashback of the same character. It's like, what are we doing?
Yeah, we better get like a Beau flashback next episode. Can we put guesses on who the next flashback's gonna be?
I want it to be Kieran just for our conversation, but I think it's too soon for the redemption. So
Josh is my guess.
Yeah, I would. Okay, I won't take Josh. I thought it was going to be Josh. You think it's Seth?
I think it's going to be a story of how he's got his glasses. Yeah.
Better or worse?
Better. I mean, we'll see. Worse? We'll see.
One or two?
What? One or two? Better.
Let's go.
I really hate going to the eye doctor when they do that because I'm always like, I can't tell. They're the same.
Can you read the first line? Absolutely not. I'll take Kieran.
Okay.
I'll draft Kieran.
So Grace says Kieran. I say Josh. Ariel says, I already forgot.
Seth.
Mm-hmm. That's for next episode. But that's our episode. And of course, we're going to be back tomorrow for you all for more Wilds coverage for episode 3.
Yeah.
Incredible. What a time.
We're not going to do any plugs because we did those yesterday and you already got to hear those. So go check out all of the same stuff. And of
course, see above or below the way it depends on like how your podcast feed works.
Also subscribe, posherrecats.com/binge. We're in the binge feed.
I think we also have our own feed. So if you want to go in and search Wild's podcast, Post Show Recaps, you'll find us. And on top of that, you can find me at the Just Sterling. You could find Ariel at that other Ariel, and you can find Grace at Hi From Grace, all on Twitter. And if you want to come join us in the Post Show Recaps Discord, we have so much fun. You could see Grace try to troll me into thinking that she watched ahead when she didn't.
It's very funny. I have a very clever use of spoiler text, I must admit.
And everybody else was in on it. What a community.
It was so funny. Mm-hmm. We talk about snacks. I talk about cheese a lot. I also talk about dinosaurs a lot. So if either of those things are things you're into, definitely I will talk about them with you.
Pictures of pets, D&D, movie watch-alongs.
Post your pictures.
If you watch Doctor Strange, there's a Doctor Strange thread. So like, come on, come hang out. It's great.
If you like a show that's on television right now, there's like an 80% chance we're covering it. So that's true. Go check out everything Post Show Recaps is doing. Go check out everything we're doing.
If you like a TV show or you have watched a movie that recently came out, or you have any hobby in the history of hobbies, there's probably a channel for you.
Or you like D&D also.
Or you like
I think
plants.
That was a hobby, but that's, yeah.
Okay, that's fair. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But yeah, join us in the Post Show Recaps Discord. It's tons of fun. I think that's everything we have. So we'll be back with you all again tomorrow. Grace, how do you sign off of this podcast? Because I actually don't remember.
We'll be back tomorrow. We'll get wild again. That's different than the last one. Ah.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.